aviation.
I do. Thank you, Chair. And thank you to the distinguished delegate from Japan for the question. One of the aspects that I took from it, and again, please correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm happy to follow up, but that it seemed to be two questions of when does the due regard principle apply? When do states have to use it? And under what circumstances is the codification of it effective? In regard to the first question, it arises when states interact with each other, so it's a duty that's, I think it could be said that it's a duty that's generally owed between states, but then for specific areas of law, it takes on different meanings and different nuances, and we don't have clarity yet on what it means for international space law, though it has been codified into the treaty. And on the effectiveness of codification, I'm not quite sure I understood that question, but I believe that having it in the treaty is better than not. And even though we have to work out what the definition is and what the parameters of the obligation are. And so I think I'll leave it there, and I'm happy to follow up if you would like.